My name is Pam Johnson, and I farm with my family in northern Iowa, where we raise corn and soybeans, and I'm chairwoman of the National Corn Grower Association.
You're also a member of the Foundation for Food and Ag Research. What is that?
Well, it's an exciting new project that was started under the new Farm Bill, and I worked on research projects a long time ago when we were trying to get funding to sequence the corn genome, and for a long, long time, the funding for research dollars from the federal government has been not very robust and going down. So this new project is mandatory funding under the Farm Bill. That's $200 million. And then it's to be a public-private partnership. So it will be a foundation that will help raise private funds to augment that $200 million.
What will you do with it?
Well, this will be some very hard decision-making made by the foundation. It will be to give grants. I think, we were just announced this last week, so we're just a beginning group. So together we'll sit down and figure out what the priorities should be for additional funding into ag research so that we can continue to advance and be able to answer the questions and problems that people have.
If you were just announced this past week, what's gone on? What's been done so far?
Well, we were just notified that we are on a 15-member board. And so that's all that's been done so far. And like any new board, we will sit down together and begin the process.
Now, what are you aware of that will be the function of this group or your part in this group? And how big is it?
Well, I don't have a lot of detail yet either, Tom. It's just what was written up in the Farm Bill that this is to be a group of 15 members and that there are five ex officios, and that's the Secretary of Agriculture and the Undersecretary of Agriculture for REES, and then the Director of NIFA, and then the Director of the National Science Foundation.
So how do you feel about being among these people?
Well, first of all, I have to tell you that I'm greatly honored to be appointed by the Secretary to this group, and this is a very prestigious group of the other 14 members. So I'm honored to be there and looking forward to the work that will be before us, and I'm also humbled.
As a farmer, what would you say? What would you be in favor of? Maybe that going up to that first meeting where you'll be able to say something about your intentions, about your wants for this particular group. What would you like to bring out?
Well, you know, I need to sit down and work through some of what I want to articulate with this group. But back in the beginning when we were working on ag research projects, it was the fact that there's not enough money out there to do the projects that need to be done to advance basic research and get them in a form that not only takes them out to the field, because this isn't just plant research, it's also animals and many facets of what ag research is. So for me, it's to, as a group, sit down and figure out how we can fund the best research and then take that research and make sure that whatever needs to be can be commercialized and or much like through extension to get that research out into the hands of the people that really need it.
Where will the money come from?
The money comes from the Farm Bill appropriation, the mandatory $200 million. So that's an appropriation under the Farm Bill. And the rest of the money will come from private foundations or universities or whoever. There never really was a place for individuals or universities or entities that wanted to augment what the federal government was doing with projects.
Tell me what sorts of projects will be taking place with this foundation.
Well, the foundation is going to have a broad mission, so it's not only going to address things in plant and animal health and their production, but it's also going to address food safety, nutrition and health, renewable energy, natural resources and the environment, agriculture and food security, and ag systems and technology, and agricultural economics and rural communities. So you can see it has a pretty broad mission, and there are lots of needs out there, so I'm excited to get started.